With the guitar, he's the reason that we have the sound that we have. He is what we refer to as the Unabomber of sound. He walks around now with his little iPad, and he can control the sound from downtown Roanoke by the weenie stand. That's right. Make him welcome Mr. Dewey Peters on the guitar. Turn around and have him with us. Say back behind him over here, and on the fiddle is Mr. Billy Herb. We've said everything we can say about him. He is now a proud member of the Carl Shiflett and the Big Country Show, which is a great, great act. And they are going to be up in Floyd, 16th of March, at the Sun Music Hall. Absolutely, I'm going to be there. Kelly's birthday is the 18th. That might be the birthday. 29th, she says. Back here behind us, of course, Mr. Greg Honeycutt on the bass. Member of the Canadian Endeavors. Over here on the banjo, Mr. John Lawless. Bluegrass today. If you're trying to figure out what's happening in Bluegrass today, get on the computer and punch in Bluegrass today. He'll tell you. Back here on the guitar, my partner for 21 years, I love her very much. There's some days that I love her better than others.
What's today?
Today's a good day. Make her welcome, Miss Kelly Green.
Before I introduce Warren, I need to apologize for being late. Y'all can understand, I was backstage and listening to Neil McCurry play with the Dixie Pals, and completely forgot why I was here. I apologize for that. You'll find out before long exactly what that excitement is about. Let me introduce our fearless leader, principal songwriter. He does look a little like Steven Seagal.
And I feel like Steven Seagal.
He's going to do one of these many songs that he's written, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Please welcome Warren Amberson.
To say something real quick about Herschel, because there's a lot of people here and there's a lot of things that's going on, and I want to say the reason why I'm here and the reason why I have been here on stage playing bluegrass music for a long time. It was the early 80s, and I'll make this short. There was a fella came up to me in a show that I was playing with a band called Crossroads. He was a little short man, and he talked really funny, and he gave me a card and he said, "I want you to come down to a festival Reedsville, North Carolina, Camp Springs, and my name's Carlton Haney." I thought he was the devil. He was talking all kinds of craziness about right brain and left brain and so on and so forth. Well, I was young and I had no idea who he was, so I started asking around, and the people here in the bluegrass world said, "Oh," some of the people I came in contact with said, "No, he's not a good man. You don't want to be around him. He doesn't do this, he doesn't do that," and so on and so forth. Well, came around and got to ask Herschel. I said, "Herschel, I met this fellow by the name of Carlton Haney, and he asked me to come down to this festival," and he said, "I'm going." And he said, "I know Carlton, and he needs some help, and I'm going to be there to help him." And him and John Palmer went down to Reedsville, North Carolina, and you know what? I did too, because I figured if Herschel Sizemore and John Palmer were going down to help this fellow, then I was going to. And it changed my life. 30 years of knowing Carlton Haney. Of course, y'all know who Carlton Haney was. He was probably one of the most important people in bluegrass music for what he did. But what that told me more than anything else about Herschel Sizemore, he's been this way forever. Somebody needed his help. He went and helped him. And when they say that he played hundreds of benefits, he has. So, lately, a little while ago, I asked me, he said, why were we here? There's no place else in the world we'd rather be than here today. So thank you guys again. We're listening to this one in Herschel. Because he told me one time that he liked it. It was a song I wrote on the Hardy's Napping. Took me all of 7 minutes going through Bull's Gap, Tennessee, which is about the size of this stage. A song called the Tennessee Idols.